Is the 14th queen? Stay tuned to hear what we think it is.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Real quick.
I forgot to take our group picture at the beginning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode. Actually, it's the first official episode for Drag Race Season 9.
That's right.
I'm your host.
Our second.
I'm your host, Kenny Harrison, by way of South Carolina. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on
unibrow.com.
Exactly.
I don't know.
At Instagram and Twitter. Sitting next to me is my fraternal twin sis.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms.
And sitting next to Jackie is my identical twin sis.
Mark J. Freeman.
And on the end, we'll just call you my play cousin.
Your nemesis.
Your what?
My play cousin.
Oh.
You never heard of that?
No.
But I want to know more.
Is this your cousin that you sleep with?
No.
Kenny, we're going to bring it up.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Jay Ellis, guys. And Lana Del Rey once called me an asshole.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you for your comments. If you're downloading us on iTunes, thank you for listening to us. This is episode 1 of season 9. What do we think? First impressions?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved this. I loved Untucked. I had a blast.
I felt a little deprived of the episode. I liked the Untucked, but I felt this one kind of was... I felt it was the Lady Gaga show.
Okay, that's fair.
I was okay with that, though.
I'm going to cut the difference. I think that it didn't feel like a traditional premiere, and there were some things that were going on that we normally don't see. Like, we went right into a runway, we had no challenges and no RuPaul in drag, but it was... I liked the queens. I liked them.
Do you wonder if Ru's going to be not in drag the whole season?
Ross says that she is in drag.
Oh, I didn't even notice that this episode. But then again, there was no elimination, so it was no runway. I am invested. I was telling Mark earlier, season 7 was one of those seasons where I was like, I don't really care about any of these people. I'm invested in a lot of these queens, and it's one of those things where you know how shows go on and on and on, and you just kind of like, okay, it's the same thing over and over again.
Right.
For some reason, I feel like this is going to be, you know, interesting to watch this season because of the contestants. So I'm going to trump all of you and say this is the best season ever.
Don't you dare trump.
Yeah, don't trump anything.
Oh, I forgot. Trump that bitch.
Well, we got Lady Gaga on the premiere, which is crazy. Like, that's such a huge, like, get.
It's huge.
And I think even Ru said herself, like, we're just going to have crazy big stars and big challenges this season. So I think it's going to be fun.
Well, the show has definitely found an audience over the last few seasons, and a big audience. And so people are watching, which is great. Let's do... Okay, so... last week, I won this little game that Jay Play created called Guess the Entrance. And I have to admit, while I was watching the first episode, two things. When I was watching this episode, I was underwhelmed because you brought up so many great entrances.
From the over
9 seasons. So as I was watching, I was waiting, but nothing really stood out.
Although
for me.
Nina Bonina Brown's was, like,
the
most that stood out as far as the, like... When you combine look with catchphrase, it was the only one to me that kind of stood out at that level that you're like, okay, I'm going to remember this going forward.
Do you guys want to go down the list?
You don't think Sasha Velour's was?
No.
are you joking? I really liked it.
I liked it, but I didn't remember what she said.
The scream.
It was just a scream.
Yeah, you guys want to go down the list?
Yeah, let's do that.
Peppermint was first.
Are we talking outfits or just the catchphrase?
Either
or
both.
Like their entrance.
The whole entrance. Peppermint.
I didn't even write anything.
She did a blue robe with braids, and she just went, hey.
And it's, okay, so in all fairness, the first person to walk in won't have that memorable. Willem had a great one.
Adore had a great one, too. She goes, I'm home. Oh, fuck, am I the first one here?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a real quick, like, she's
right.
Talking to nobody.
So, yeah, I thought that was just me.
I liked that. Well, I shared her video that I saw on Twitter that I tagged you guys in. And after we had done the Meet the Queens, I was like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, maybe I will like her more. So I kind of had a change of heart. And then seeing her now on the show, I was like, no, I think I was right.
I have to...
I'm having an issue mostly, and I don't know what it is because I can't tell. I mean, I even got off my couch to walk up to the TV to look. Because in the video that I shared on Twitter, she has a lace front on. Mm-hmm. But you cut that long piece, you're supposed to cut that down, mm-hmm. and she left it. So was like, okay, well, she did that for that video, blah, 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 whatever. But every look she did, I questioned the hairline. And I was like, what is she doing? Like, why is it looking weird to me?
Right.
So that was my only issue.
I had a question about that, too.
I felt like she could go there. She just seemed a little too basic for me.
Real quick, I want to ask you, because... We never watched the Meet the Queens. What was your reaction watching the Meet the Queens first and now watching the first episode?
It's interesting because I have now, from watching Meet the Queens, now that I have this like preconceived like thought of them in my head, there are some people that I was really amped up for that didn't turn out that way. And then some people that their personalities really shone through in the entrance, and then some people like were disappointing, you know. So it was a little bit of a different feel to kind of have that feeling of anticipation.
Yeah. Well, I still think there's an experience to be had.
Right.
It's just not, you're going to have your first impression of them on the Meet the Queen, and then that first episode is going to be like, are they going to live up to what I'm hoping?
Right.
So, which is almost, I feel like, a kind of a cool thing.
But I do think for me, like, in some cases where your first impression on the show really means more because you're not being styled so much by the show. Like, you're being styled by yourself. So, there were definitely, like, we talked before here about Shea Coulee's, like, she had this really impressive outfit on the Meet the Queens, and then I wasn't so impressed by her outfits in this episode.
I disagree with you on Shea Coulee's outfits, because I like them. I will agree that I feel like I now that I've done both, I don't want to watch the Meet the Queens again. Okay. I like watching the first episode, the first entrances, because I feel a little cheated because of what you just said about them already being made up. And because clearly there's a theme in the Meet the Queens. Whereas had I seen Nina Bonina walk in with that mouse outfit from not knowing anything about her, I wouldn't be Team Nina, like, you know, right away. Like, I feel... Wait, let me back up. I would have been Team Nina from, like, without the Meet the Queens, but now it's more validated. But I feel cheated that I got to see a little bit of her first, and then the first episode. Does that make sense?
Yeah. There were also some weird makeup things that were going on. Like, Trinity Taylor's makeup in the Meet the Queens was not good at all.
No.
Well, and then she came out, and I was like, who is this? And I went back, and I'm like, that can't be the same person, because her makeup from Meet the Queens was not very good, and then she's got this beautiful makeup on the show, so I was kind of having this
She's got like a real smoky eye in the Meet the Queens.
So, it doesn't come across
after,
right.
After Peppermint was Valentina. She had the red dress.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it's me, Valentina.
I like her.
Out of drag, she looks like David Schiffelitti. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I remember David.
Yeah.
He was one of our hosts here.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I can see that.
This is my biggest turnaround from our Meet the Queen special. I, like the rest of the world, fell in love with Valentina in this episode. That introduction, I thought it was like a good look for her to come in with.
Yeah, because last week I was like, meh. Again, she was the last video.
She was kind of indifferent.
But I agree. I'm very...
I thought of you because in some lights, Valentina kind of caught like a Tatiana look.
Yes.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could say that.
Yeah.
I wrote... only doing drag for 10 months, mm-hmm. but I have to say, as of right now, and based on her entrance, she doesn't look it.
Right.
As if she's been doing it for 10 months, and I wrote polished.
And she's from Echo Park, so she's a hometown girl.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm down for that.
I think her downfall will be her inexperience, though.
if she wouldn't have said that she had only been doing it for 10 months, I would not have known.
Yeah.
Just from her entrance and from her Meet the Queens, I would have known. So.
And my first impression, too, of Valentina, she does something different with her eyebrows in that mm-hmm. shading, and I thought that was really cool. I hadn't seen something. It was very separate mm-hmm. right here.
Mm-hmm. She like, draws, toward the bridge like, of the nose. Separate.
Yeah, and I thought it was
oh,
something
you
I hadn't
never seen that before?
Not on anybody. Okay. Yeah, so is there somebody on the show that maybe I missed that on?
I've seen people do it, but I don't remember if it was on the show or... Okay. Tammy Brown does it.
Oh, great.
Tammy
yeah,
Brown
yeah.
does it.
Right. Yeah, right. Tammy Brown does
it. It just felt like it was a fresh take.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Moving on, Eureka. Who's the resident big girl of the season?
Give it up for the big girl.
I wrote, looks good. She seems to know herself, even though she's young. But then I said to Jay when we were talking outside, I like her. I put her as my number four
mm-hmm.
In my top three. But I just feel like by the time I got done watching The Untucked, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to continue to like her that much. I don't.
Why?
I started getting a lot of her rubbing the wrong way on me.
Yeah.
Because she is confident, but I don't know. There's something about her that doesn't seem. I don't know. I don't know how to put my finger on it. But
was it the question she asked in Untucked? Because you have this. Now these queens are hyper aware of how people perceive them at home,
mm-hmm.
and so you have. It was Valentina, I think, who said, oh, I just feel this, like, love in yeah. the room or something like that. Right. And then later on, you have Eureka asking, like, well, who do you think would be in the bottom? And I do understand that the judges probably, you know, prompt certain people to say certain things.
I'm sure
things.
The producers
But it's a fair... That was a fair question, though. I didn't even think of that until she brought it up. And that's why I wrote it down, because I want to get your opinion.
I almost don't... Like, it almost makes me... Because you set it up for a villain in that regard. It almost makes me want, like, a different party to come in and say it. If this is how it's set up and it turns out that these queens are not actually asking these questions, that mm-hmm. this is just, like, somebody offstage prompting them to say it, mm-hmm. just have that person ask it, you know? Like, say, you ask this person that, because we're not that dumb. We
right.
know.
Yeah. Well, and I think they tried to hype up this whole Eureka versus Trinity Taylor
oh,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pageant, which I
Coco and Alyssa part two.
yeah.
Can't deal with that. Really, I really
can't. Well, it's so funny because I just did the Days of Our Lives after show and mm-hmm. we were talking about
did
how
Marlena,
they...
Is she the villain now?
She's possessed by the devil again. Uh-huh. but how they keep... they always reuse storylines, and that's what's bothering me with this is like...
What other storylines can we do?
There's so many people out there, and this is what you have to do every time is put people in... Like...
Right. Just... I would like them...
Stop it.
You know what? I even thought of this. Because when they were in Untucked, and it seemed like everyone, and when Valentina, someone just mentioned how she was like, oh, I think this is a fun group of people. I want them to be against, like, the man, and, you know, and against the manipulation. Like, I want them to, like, okay, we're gonna actually all get along, and no one's gonna start drama, and let's see how this goes.
Oh, yeah.
I would like for them as a group to
that
collectively do that.
Yeah.
Lisa in the chat kind of brought it, is kind of putting into words what I thought about Eureka. She seemed very thirsty, where... She had a comment when everybody walked into the room, and it wasn't, like, great. It wasn't super funny or super witty, so it just kind of felt like you were trying to get that airtime.
It was a little shady.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So, but...
I'm a little indifferent on her. I don't really, one way or the other, I would like to see how she plays out
mm-hmm.
through the season.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. Pheromone. Nope, oh, sorry.
Charlie Hides.
I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Charlie Hides was next.
Hi.
She is 52 years young.
Did you guys see?
That was you and me.
Yeah. we've been on sync so far this season.
You're synced up this month.
I know. Uh-huh. We're on the same cycle.
That's right.
we're
bitchy together.
She had the shady dress. I call it the shady dress.
It's cute.
I wrote that I liked that she tried to use the entrance to make a statement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
So
there's something I find endearing about her.
Like
she doesn't want to stand out. I think with age you learn maturity, and you know when your time to shine, when it's your time,
yeah.
when it's your turn. And I think she's going to be, I think she may be maybe the one to watch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think season. She's the one to watch. I mean,
although...
She has a distinct personality without shoving it down your throat.
Exactly. That's what I want to say.
See, from her Meet the Queen, I thought the opposite. I thought she was trying to... I thought she was putting... It didn't seem genuine to me. It seemed like a putting on a thing, so...
Agreed.
We'll see.
I find it very interesting how we have a 52-year-old competing against 25 and 22-year-olds. And I want to see how that dynamic will play out.
Yeah.
We've seen age differences before and how it
but
played
30
out.
30 years?
That's a big, huge gap.
30 years.
That's a person.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are 10-year-old people. I don't know. Ignore that comment.
But you're so pretty, Jeff.
Thank
you're
God.
So pretty. You remind me of Miss South Carolina. South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Hyde was one of your top three, right?
She was definitely my top three. In my opinion, stayed consistent with our Meet the Queens, where I think that I'm going to continuously like her.
Okay.
Right on. Okay. Next was Pheromone.
Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous. There's no one denying.
She's very
beautiful. Like,
she's
no denying.
Yeah.
I love that she came in. So this is what it looks like. Yep.
Yeah. I hate to say it, she was basic. And I don't mean just in this entrance and this look. I mean throughout the episode.
Well, I think her age has a lot to do with it because she's young. I hated that she was wearing white panties under that. Like, if you're going to wear something like that, I felt like there's a lot of styled out, you know, that you wear to be seen underwear. And I just thought, it looks like you just left your white panties on that you had on last night and you just threw this over. I just didn't like, that just bothered me. It bothered me so much. And she just seems just, I feel like she looks like she's going to be eaten alive. I feel like they're just going to devour her.
I have this weird thing about painted cleavage and being able to see it.
It's the new thing.
I know it's given the illusion, but when it's noticeable, like on her, I can definitely see it. I remember who was the winner? Violet used to do it all the time, and it was noticeable. And I don't know if it's just because it's on TV or what have you, but it's really noticeable and it bothers me.
I don't know why. I've never been a big fan of it.
I actually thought that was the strongest part of her entrance was because it was noticeable and without her wearing any body piece. It gave a little bit of, like, a shape to that dress anyway, because otherwise that dress would have looked just straight up
flat.
And down.
Yeah.
Which may have been the illusion, too, but, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about Farrah last week, and not much has changed for me yet.
Yeah. I have no expectations.
I like her personality. I think she's cute.
Her in the workroom was cute.
I think she's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Sasha Velour. Okay, so you guys were Team Sasha Velour last week.
She's in my
week.
Top three.
I love this. I loved her outfit. I love all of her outfits.
Okay, I'm going to be the buzzkill. She still hasn't done anything for me. I even rewatched her Meet the Queens because I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think her personality is great. I think she's very spirited. But when she walked in the workroom and she did the whole, the Sharon Needles like scream, I was like, okay.
I like that.
I noticed I blocked that out of my memory.
Yeah, it was just too much.
I like that scream. I like that she came in with the crown. I feel like I'm going to get, like, kind of what I'm missing from, like, a young David Bowie from Sasha. Like, just, like, a really kind of, like, a genderfuck kind of thing from her.
Yeah.
And I think it's not going to be the traditional drag. I don't know. I think I'm going to get something from Sasha that I haven't gotten.
We'll talk about it later. I have an issue with her applause outfit or look. But we can talk about that later. So, you guys are still Team Sasha. I'm
still...
I definitely love that... I wrote that I love that she's true to herself. I think that they may... dislike her because of that. You know what I mean? How people kind of get
they,
on you
as
when you're,
in the judges?
Other girls.
Oh, the
no,
other
the other girls.
Okay.
And then I did write, would have liked to seen more in the outfit that she walked in.
Okay.
Because I feel like she's probably got a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity.
Well, we know she got two crowns.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I was bothered by that, by the way. Alexis Michelle was next. Okay, so I had her at... she was one of my top three from last week.
She's in my top three as well.
She's slipping down the
really?
The, yeah. I don't think she really stood out now that... Well, we'll talk about it later. But her entrance, the bodysuit, it was just... It was the shape of it. It didn't flatter her body. It was that pink... that purple bodysuit. And the hair was just too... Not that it needed to be big, but it was just like, it was, man.
I didn't feel like the bodysuit was flattering either.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
I do like her personality, though. She has great personality. I mean, I love that she's a theater queen.
But are you trying to fuck her personality, or is it just... I'm just kidding.
Personality can bring you a long way.
I will say Alexis Michelle was the most attractive as a boy for me.
I can see that, yes.
Yeah, she's attractive.
And... I really didn't write too many notes about Alexis Michelle. She was kind of like a middle of the pack for me this episode. Right. So I haven't really shifted too much. I'm more excited to see when we get into challenges with her. Because I think that's where she's going to go.
I think so, too. Right. I think so, too. And I love that she said, how do you like them, Meg Rolls, Mr. Charles?
That was a cute intro.
I really like that. It's from Gypsy. It's Mr. Goldstone in the song. How do you like them, Meg Rolls, Mr. Goldstone? And then she said, Mr. Charles. I thought that was cute. And I like that it fit her... That she's a Broadway girl, You know what I mean?
Right.
So, that was cute.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Shea Coulee.
I didn't come to play, I came to slay.
I like her. That was my number two, or she was in my top three.
She's in your top three, too. That's what I thought.
And I'm sticking with her. Okay. I want to see, I know you guys are a little underwhelmed, but I want to see more. I love the Muppets with the blue leggings.
I think out of all of her outfits from last night, that one was my favorite.
Favorite, yeah.
Yeah.
What, her entrance outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah, her entrance outfit.
I wrote, I still don't think I'm 100% behind her. Looked a little scattered. Like this was the last thing she had left to wear. Like, she has everything designated for the challenges, and she's like, okay, I'm just going to wear this. I don't know,
I think for me, the only thing that outfit could have used was a little bit of editing. Like, maybe if... Because I love a big Muppet jacket, and I love the dress, but maybe if, like, the shoes and, like, the glasses were gone, I would have liked it better. I think... But that's something that I feel like is a comment I always have on a lot of drag queens, mm-hmm. because... A lot of them, like, throw so much on, and I know that some people style, like, Alyssa, that's her thing, but it's just not...
You're totally giving me Michelle Visage, and I'm being Ross Matthews, but yeah. I want more, and I want... Just throw it all on.
I'm a big fan of, like, editing.
Okay.
I like your little Jay, sad what do you face. Guys?
I put a little sad face and a pee. I don't know.
Okay, so Jay did notes, and he put peas by people's name, and he has no idea. No clue.
I made, like, because we're writing furiously trying to get, like, notes down, because there's so much happening, and I put abbreviations for things. I have no idea what they stand for, but I do know that this little unsmiley face. Is it unsmiley?
Sad face.
Sad face.
Oh, thank you, Steven.
Such as.
You're so cute.
I don't know. Maps. Okay. Such as. Maps. This was my biggest downfall from the Meet the Queens, where I saw Shay in that, like, remember that?
Headdress.
And then this one, she said she was on a budget, so I'm wondering if this is, like, still my Chi-Chi Devane, where she comes in, like, the trash bag and is going to impress me with the challenges, which I hope that's what's happening. Right. Because I would, like... I think Shay is going to be a strong competitor. I just need to see it.
And I think Gaga made a good comment, is that, like, she's beautiful and she has this kind of, like, poise. She has this poise and presence. Uh-huh. And it's just, for me, the outfits aren't really matching up to that.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I'm still her team
Shay. She looks a little disheveled.
Trinity Taylor was next.
Yeah.
Meh. Oh. I did like the hair in her entrance.
I liked her entrance, hair and makeup.
What was she had the bodysuit. She had the revealing bodysuit.
It bothers me that she... I hate when they call themselves something.
The, like, body girl.
And then she kept saying, I'm the body girl, I'm the body girl. And it was hysterical that Kimora came in last. Next.
Yeah, love that.
And Eureka's like, so much for that, girl.
Yeah.
I still don't like her.
I think we were all
don't like that she says I'm the body girl, and we know what happens when you're just body. So
she has a P next to her name too, and I don't know why.
Do you just want to pee on all of them?
Who are the ones that have pees?
Alexis Michelle, Eureka, and Trinity.
Jay is going to urinate on these queens. I don't know why.
I wanted a water sport, so I don't know. She came in with the body is here, bitches, and she said that she went from a pancake to a Kardashian, and it was like, you know that sound? It really wasn't that
Wait, are we talking about
impressive.
Trinity now?
Trinity,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't love the outfit that she came in, and I'm not really sure how much I'm going to be rooting for Trinity.
She can go first. Kimora was next.
Kimora Black.
She looked like a Kardashian to me. I felt like that was my takeaway from her outfit when she entered. I was like, oh, it's like a Kardashian.
I'm still seeing Gia Gunn. I cannot not see
I definitely see
and
that.
I think without
a wonky eye.
Okay.
Those eyelashes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wrote that I liked her a bit, I put it in quotes, a bit more than I did in her video.
Oh, thank you, chat. It's pageants. Girls who have been in pageants. Yeah. You guys are so smart. Yeah. Oh my god. Patrick, thank you. Edvina, thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so stupid. And we're talking about pageants?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yay okay. for Jay.
Oh, did you
I
think
love
of,
how people... On. Around the world knows what has Jay's
exactly.
notes.
It's in his
it's so Jay. Simple that they're able to enter my head.
It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. You guys are so smart.
Your team is South Carolina for sure.
Such as.
Sidebar. Go watch Miss Teen USA.
10 years later.
Oh, was it 10 years ago?
2007. When she was asked about
I wondered how that came up.
James Mansfield
she
is
the
next.
Donald Trump of
did you do, wait,
Kimora Jay- Black. I didn't have much to say. Known for her ass is what I wrote.
Right.
Who?
Kimora Black.
Oh. So, I'm sorry.
And I did
sorry.
Like that they put her in right after Trinity saying that she's the body and then Eureka turns. She goes,
so much for that.
So much for that. I thought that was good editing.
Yeah.
So James Mansfield was next.
I wrote, liked even less than the video.
Oh, wow.
She just looked all, oh, she looked all one color. Like her face, her makeup, she has to do more, contouring, like it's just it, she just looked like flat,
right?
Like she didn't look like she's contouring her face at all.
Which she was the one who brought the puppet in.
She had the puppet. She just seems very amateurish. I did like what Eureka said to her though, when she was like, "Is this real?" And she's like, "Well, from the feet up." She goes, "Well, I meant your personality."
Yeah,
yeah.
But, that was shady.
James is going to be a hard one for me to talk about.
Why?
Because there's really not too much positive I can say. And there's no P.
There's no P. But we were talking before the show, me and Jay, that I feel like if she does what Gaga told her to do,
yeah.
it will help her tremendously.
Yes.
I think that was the... Of everybody that got advice, I think that was the one that I was like... You better listen to her
okay.
because I do think that that will make a difference.
But if you come in with a plan, I think this is a plan and not who she is, and you deviate from that plan, maybe she came in with plan A and that's all she had. You know, I mean,
what are you saying? You're saying that you think that she planned to act this way?
I believe
that
so.
That you don't think that that's genuinely her.
I believe
her character?
So. I believe so.
I'll have to watch her YouTube videos to see that.
I don't think I want to watch her.
When you put on a drag persona, like you're someone like Max, who has this kind of like put upon accent, mm-hmm. or you know, like a more of a character than some of the other queens are, I do think that there is also some level of you in there. And what their comments are with James Mansfield is that you have like the persona, but you don't see the person inside the persona. So mm-hmm. it's a matter of like, we know that this is based on something that means something to mm-hmm. you, but we can't see the you inside that yeah. comes out of it.
For example, Trixie Mattel has a shtick. We always
yes.
talk about that.
Yeah.
And she commits to it, whereas I think James Mansfield is not really committed to it 100%.
Okay.
And so it's difficult for, like what Gaga said at the end in Untucked, for people to see her mm-hmm. and but still get the full package. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
if you want to see an interview with Trixie Mattel, there's we have LGBT Q&A, the podcast
yeah.
here.
With yeah.
Didn't Trixie do sorry, sidebar.
It's a really DragCon, it's a really good interview and they
wasn't
have
she
other...
on stilts? Who was on stilts?
No, that was
Ivy Winters.
That
Ivy Winters.
One. Okay.
Never mind.
And
she
Trixie
liked your
Mattel,
video, by the way.
Never mind.
I saw Ivy thank you very much, Ivy Winters. That was great interviewing you, and that's with oh, God, I just had his name. It's LGBT Q&A with Jeff Masters.
Jeff Masters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's on AfterBuzz. And
he interviews all sorts of
yeah.
all sorts
yes.
of LGBTQ.
And I did have that on my email, ready to read that, too, by the way.
And he was on Broadway Bakedown, if I want to plug my own show, too.
Fantastic. He's so sweet. I love
while we're plugging, Day's guy down here.
Day's got what?
Day's
what?
Guy down here.
Yeah,
oh.
I already talked about it earlier.
Okay.
But yeah, I do Days of Our Lives if you watch Days of Our Lives.
And Jay is outside peeing on people.
What?
Putting pee on people. I know, it was bad. It was bad. Okay, are we done plugging?
Only one thing. Well, at the end I will. But James, I just want to say I'm glad that she got that wake-up call from Gaga
yeah.
this early, because I'm
yeah.
hoping that it will be that
I hope so, too.
Gaga's
I
comments
do.
Were on point.
I yeah, agree.
They were on point.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Nina Bonina was next. Fucking sickening.
I love the rhyme. I love the rhyming
yeah.
scheme.
I she was number one for me last week, and she's still number one for me this week. Yep. And that mouse, oh my god,
so good
to be able to like. They, I mean, we're all saying the same thing, mm-hmm. is to be able to change the makeup from the mouse to the peach in like no time, yeah. is incredible.
I mean, even the girls were talking about how in the untucked, incredible. How incredible it was that she was able to do that.
And on top of that, I like her out of drag.
I did
like,
too. I know.
Like her personality.
When I saw her as a boy and just her videos and stuff, I'm like, oh, I really like. I was literally like saying to the TV, I really like her. I really like her.
And
I don't know. She just embodies the whole. Like they need to be worried about her,
right?
And I love that they all. Put her in the bottom.
Yeah.
Which I blows my mind because right. I'm like, what were you
that,
guys thinking?
What were you watching?
Yeah. And I just love that she won after they all said that. I was like, oh, take that.
I love her. She made a comment on her last drag show.
Yeah,
we're not blowing smoke up her ass.
We're not blowing smoke up her ass.
I said
really
that I liked you from the first. If you're watching, Nina, I liked you the first episode. I'm not like you now. The one thing I don't like is I feel like she's lacking confidence.
Well,
like her aesthetic, she knows what she has a purpose.
Yeah,
and I think that we all have purpose, but she does drag with a purpose. She knows what she's trying to convey
right.
as an artist. I just want her to be 100% behind it.
Yeah,
and not second guess herself.
But I do like that she made this comment. Like I'm 34. I'm living at home. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me feel this way. So you can kind of get where that.
I get that. I totally get that.
And I think that her winning will change that.
Right.
Agreed.
I think she's validated now, and she goes, okay, maybe I am.
As sickening worthy as...
exactly. And I hopefully she will.
Right.
What do you have to say?
Aja's... Oh, sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Just real quick. Nina, I liked her in her Meet the Queens, and it continued through this episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really hoping that the judges see what we see in her, because I feel like this could be, like, another Thorgy incident where she gets cut way too soon. And I really want her to go the whole way, because I liked what I saw.
She's like, she's my acid Betty. And I thought she got cut too soon from
that's
last
That's for me. Same.
Yeah. Aja is last, coming through. She had the trash bag to the reveal of the, you know, little black trash bags. I don't know. She does not stand out for me at all.
Well, Sasha says that she's, like, the big thing in Brooklyn right now. Mm-hmm. Like, when she got booked. Mm-hmm. I wrote that I liked her a bit less than the video. Because she was one of the videos that I watched that I was like, oh, okay, I don't hate her.
Mm-hmm.
But then watching her, I did like... She didn't look as polished as she did in the Meet the Queen.
Right.
She did definitely, like, her makeup looks a little rough around the edges.
Her makeup looks great here.
But she does seem generally nice. Like, she seems like she's a nice person. Because she was kept saying nice. Like, when she came in, she was, they were showing her talking to everybody, like, oh, I like this, and you're, you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't shady. And she's confident. You know what I mean? Right. And that it's so funny because I was talking about this. I think I might have even said it on here. We did a thing in one of my acting classes where my teacher did it for me. We had to play the guys in my acting class, the legit Leslie Kahn acting. We had to do a scene as tranny hookers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a scene from a film or something that they had brought in. And so the guys in our class, of course, were freaking out and everything. And there was one guy that was up doing the scene, and he felt uncomfortable in the women's clothing, obviously. And, well, not obviously, but for him, for a straight guy, it would be weird. And he kept trying to do the scene, but he kept laughing, and he wasn't doing it well. And I finally stopped him, and I said, do you feel pretty? And he's like, no, of course not. I'm like, well, that's why this isn't working. Because then when you're in drag, and even when you're starting... You feel like you're the shit. You feel like, even if you're not put together, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're out, and that's why you're doing it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel like she's there where she's got the confidence she made. And makeup can be worked. You know, you can improve makeup. So I feel like she's got it. She just has to kind of fine-tune it, and I think she will do well. I think she'll be somebody, like, in 5 years, we're going to see a post on Instagram, where we're going to be like, oh my god, is that Aja now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just going to go to a whole other place.
I think she'll grow during the show, so if she's not cut too early, because right now she was
I think that middle. Could be the,
turnaround?
The turnaround.
Yeah. Okay.
She could potentially be.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jay.
Sorry, I got a little
That's all I wanted. Yeah, no. That's
okay, cool. We got, like, 10-15 minutes to for the rest of the show. So they did a Miss, I'm just going to say it, cunt pageant.
Miss cunt pageant?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? How did I never notice that before?
Charisma, are you serious? Miss Nerve and Talent?
I never noticed that.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay, you will... He takes it from
How did me. I never notice that?
Let's just continue. I'm not going to address that.
Are you kidding me?
So
I'm being serious, right?
And that's the sad part.
How did
part.
I not know that?
We're not sure.
They had to come up with two looks. I am not going to address this.
I need
two
to leave. Looks.
You didn't know
I need
that?
To leave. No! Why would... This I'm is... a lady. I don't think that way, you dirty people.
All this time, you never...
I never, okay. never okay. dawned on me.
Okay.
Wow.
So they had to come with two looks. One look for your hometown look. The next look for the Gaga look. Oh my God, Mark, I can't
Stop
even...
laughing at me.
Okay, so let's go through this real quick.
I love Michelle's look. I loved her outfit.
I really honestly didn't remember what she had on.
Oh,
I wasn't
she
really
had,
paying
like,
attention.
They were all very businesslike, like all of their outfits. I loved Gaga's business yeah. outfit. And
oh, thank you for ruining that Gaga thing for me last week, by the way.
Being the walk-in?
Yeah.
Gaga looked amazing. Oh, that was one thing that we missed is Gaga looked stunning walking in.
Yeah. But I would have liked to watch and not... Have
well, it I didn't
spoiled.
Know you didn't know. Well, if you watched the commercial,
I didn't watch the. I didn't. I and this is why. This is why I didn't watch. I don't watch Meet the Queens. I don't want to see anything. I don't. I want to experience it firsthand.
I'm gonna leave clues on his driveway, like when That's he comes right. home to ruin next season 10. Oh, I can't wait,
Mark.
Now.
I'll see you next Tuesday. We may not have time to run through all of them, so let's just pick our favorites.
Why don't we go through them and then go through them both?
Both at
the
same
time.
Okay, Peppermint. Who's first?
No, wasn't Valentina first?
Nope,
Peppermint was first.
Statue of Liberty in the bathing suit, and then got the Grammys 2016 in the very David Bowie orange hair.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the whole what Mark was talking about with the hairline thing. It was very noticeable, and even on Untucked, it was twice as noticeable.
Yeah,
and I was just like, no,
it just bothers me.
I did not like her David Bowie Grammys.
Wasn't she in your top?
That's what I was going to say. I wanted to like it more than I did.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Man.
Yeah.
I would have sent that Statue of Liberty back to France.
Yeah.
and I agree with them. Being from New York, it's obvious that's going to be... Somebody's going to do Statue of Liberty. Change it up.
Well, see, and that's
there's
what we were...
There's so much more... There's so much more to New York.
Yeah.
We were talking about that beforehand. You could be a Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. I was saying to him, when I'm watching the challenges, I always think, from what I have still, could I have wore, you know, for the challenge?
That Ohio State jacket.
Or, I have an Ohio State dress, girl.
I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do. Or I think, what would I do? But then I'm always trying to think of a twist on it. So that it's not
think
what everybody else would do. And I don't understand why they don't want to do that.
Think outside of the box.
I don't know.
They don't
you know
it.
What? I mean, for all the New York girls, who's the...
Sasha Velour.
Trinity's outfit looked like graffiti to me. So to me, that was the most New York, because I was like, oh, she looks like a graffitied wall.
Yeah,
you're right.
And then I was like, oh, that's supposed to be Florida.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I felt like... The New York girls could have done something like that,
yeah.
where it was like a
graffiti
kind
street.
Of thing.
Yeah, that would have been hot.
It was just too obvious. Valentina was next. I fucking
loved
her East LA interpretation.
Oh my god,
that was very good. She's great.
Lived.
Yeah,
I lived.
Sick
Both
me.
Of her outfits were
I didn't,
amazing.
Only thing with her second look, I have to say, is I wish she would have. Given that wig more body.
Nope.
It just looked like she pulled out of a box and put it on
don't
her head.
Don't care. I like the wig. I like everything about it.
Okay.
And I will okay. even... I put a check mark because I checked off the three that I thought should have been in a
but
top.
But you have T's. But do you know what that means?
Top.
Thank you. Thank you.
He didn't know for the record.
I didn't... I had to think about it.
I put a big plus sign by Valentina. I'm shocked she wasn't in the three.
I put Valentina as my top, as I thought my top.
Yeah,
three.
Agreed.
In the challenge,
but she doesn't have a T next to her.
No, these are the ones that the judges pick.
Oh, okay.
That mariachi was just so great.
Fucking sickening.
Eureka.
Trashy and torn up, and then she was a telephone.
Busted redneck.
It was funny.
I thought, what else? I don't know. I'm not that familiar with Tennessee, so I don't know what else she could have done other than like. A country thing, but then would we go, it's like the Statue of Liberty, you know, it's an easy out. So
yeah.
I thought it was cute. I love that she did scabs on her
eyebrows. Yeah, she committed. She had armpits.
Yeah,
she
armpit had hair. Yeah.
She committed.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. I didn't. It wasn't my favorite. I don't think it was a top.
Same. That's how I feel, too.
I don't know. I thought her... I don't know. I think she was a top.
Her telephone dress was cute, though.
Yeah.
I did like that. And and it, as a big girl, it suited... it complemented her shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
So... I like the telephone.
All right.
Charlie Hyde's
Pilgrim, and then the
she struggled with
Brit
that
Awards
one.
Of 2010. The White Lace,
fucking yeah. sickening. The Brit Awards.
Yeah.
The only Pilgrim comment was... I have on both of them was because of that wardrobe veil, where you didn't really get to see the second outfit. Now from the two, you don't have a real sense of her silhouette. So I just hope going forward that the outfits like accentuate
and what she came in
silhouette.
Also yeah. was very A-line almost right. foamy or whatever. Right. So she didn't
so
really see her.
So that was my only thing is like I just want to see now like that she can do the silhouette,
right?
Because it's not clear at this point.
I would have preferred her not to do a reveal for the Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't feel
skirt.
Like it needed a reveal.
I didn't either. I was. You feel like it did or didn't?
No, I feel like it did.
Ooh.
Because the Pilgrim outfit was so plain that I felt like you needed something to spice
I wish,
it up.
Like, I mean, even if she would have just bought sequin material, and the black was sequins, you know
sequins?
What I mean?
Sequins.
Yeah.
Sequins like Roxy.
Yeah. but you know what I mean? Like, bling it up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bling
like,
it. Bling,
yeah.
Bling it.
Bedazzle it.
Okay. Sasha.
Pheromone. Pheromone had the feathers with the red.
I actually loved the Vegas outfit because to me that is Vegas. Like there's like
showy
and
over the top.
It was like a cowgirl theme, and Vegas has all those cheesy hotels that all have themes. So it made sense to me that it's like a cowgirl and Vegas is in the West.
Okay, so here's my problem. And I agree with the judges on this, and that's very rare. It is Vegas. And I'm probably, like, flip-flopping from my New York comment. When you think of Vegas, you think of showgirls. You think of, like...
Yeah.
I didn't see anything that...
That was a showgirl outfit! That was a complete showgirl outfit!
Okay, if you say so. Yeah. It didn't read that way for me. Sorry.
I didn't have really a feeling towards it. For the Alejandro, the cross, I wish that those crosses weren't so shiny, because they were very noticeable to me. Like, if there was, like, maybe a matte finish on them. And I really wish, like, in a tuck, we saw that reveal, like, a pull away. Because it really would have transformed.
That was, like, that outfit would have made it with the reveal.
Yeah.
I think her problem is going to be, she's pretty, and she's got nice costumes, but I think that's it. I think once she has to do a challenge that takes, you know, public speaking, or acting, or comedy, or impersonating, I think she is going to fall flat.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
I don't know yet. I think she has a cute personality, so I'm not putting her.
We'll see.
I have no expectations.
Sasha Velour.
In the art blazer, crown, and then the piece of art. And then she did the applause, the corset.
I loved both.
I didn't think there were too many. And I hate props, but I felt like the heart was part of the costume.
Mm-hmm.
So then this was a prop. Like, to me, you know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel like it was overwhelming at all. But I don't know, and I'm not familiar with that art either, so it didn't make a difference to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was art.
And I loved the applause.
Well, you said you had something about applause that you wanted to say.
Oh, I know what I want to say.
It had a T next to it.
It does have a T. She's
got all these T's and check marks.
T's and
T's.
Got tops and P's. I just felt... When I think of drag, I think very feminine. And for me, the applause... And I get it. And I remember the video. And I remember the art for the video. I just didn't read feminine for me.
She was wearing a bustier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just because you have a... I can put a bustier on it.
But for being this artistic... It's just... It was so her. And I feel like she did her. Which I love.
And also look at Gaga, and you wouldn't read very feminine in Gaga in the
applause. I get that, too.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I get that, but...
Which... Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Alexis Michelle.
Alexis was in the white one piece and the cape, or like the pop-up. And she did the Golden Globes, the black gown.
The Golden Globes one was sickening, but like I agree with Gaga's comment. Like if you were gonna make this social commentary thing, then put it in the area where all the people can see it. Because I didn't even know what that was until they made a comment in Untucked.
Right.
Oh, you didn't. You couldn't read it.
I couldn't read it.
Oh, okay. I didn't have a trouble reading it. I knew immediately when I saw it what it was, and I didn't feel like it needed to be neat and pristine. I think part of it was that it was
just kind
almost
of
like graffiti. Yeah. So
I agree with Gaga. The dress was great. Although I will say, because you got a peep by her name, right? She's a pageant girl.
She is.
Yeah. Okay, so that was very pageant. Yeah. And it was very, and she made the dress, which was great. I think it was safe. The dress was sick. Don't get me wrong. I love the dress, but I think it was just a little too safe.
Okay. I think that dress saved her because I'm always kind of bummed out when I see a one piece come out on a premiere episode.
Yeah. Agreed.
Shea Coulee.
I loved
it. You loved it?
I loved
it. He likes a girthy wiener coming out of him.
I love. And when she came out, she said, bitch,
I'm like, hot dogs everywhere. Yes.
Okay, Steven. I liked it. I really did. And when she did the mystique, bitch, I'm from Chicago, fell off my chair. I thought it was funny.
That was funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
What about the hot dog?
I just don't.
Too kitschy, like, or what was wrong with it?
Yeah. And the hot dogs on the boots and it's like so beginner drag to me. I'm sorry.
My suggestion would have been to use condiments as like accessories. So like have like a red and...
Or be creative about it. Yeah.
I thought it was very creative.
I just feel like Chicago isn't like just hot dogs. Like you could have dressed
she
like
came
a,
at
she
a
could
deep
have came out
dish
as a gangster.
Pizza.
Like a sexy like...
Deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza.
Like the mom.
Big pepperoni.
Thinking outside the box is to and come out like a 1930s gangster.
I've never equated hot dogs with Chicago.
Same. For but me. I don't need hot dogs.
I do, but that's because...
See, when I saw hot dogs, I was like, oh, is she from New York? That was my first thought, because of all the hot dog vendors in New York. But I mean, maybe there are in Chicago. I've been to Chicago one
there
time, and it was a long time ago,
Chicago.
So I don't remember, but...
What about the Monster Ball Tour, the White Ruffles?
I liked it.
Okay.
The hem was messed up, and that bothered me.
Hem.
Maybe I need to go
what
and
did
rewatch,
I
because... Do we watch this? I liked it.
It was different that she thought about a tour costume instead, but it's just, it wasn't so super relevant to Gaga.
Right. Next, Trinity.
The big theme park with the puckered anus on the back.
What the fuck?
American Horror Story.
That is so pageant. That was so pageant.
I love the horror story, though.
The hair.
The hair for the horror story, I loved. Yeah. I loved, love. I was like, I want to take a screenshot of this and take it to my wig girl and be like, I need this.
Yeah, it was
in brown.
Yeah. Kimora was next.
Feather hat and lace.
Again, what the fuck?
And then straps, like the airport, when Gaga was coming out of the airport. I remember that picture.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I mean, I just feel like her looks, those two looks that she did, weren't very different from each other.
No.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like every opportunity you have to show a different side of what you do, take it.
Agreed.
James Mansfield's was Nick. Next.
Cow dress and a bad wig. Oh.
Okay, what the fuck?
The booties, I couldn't deal with the booty shoes. Her pantyhose are like white. I was like, they're not even flesh tone. I'm like, what are you doing, girl? Girl. Girl.
And then she had the Vogue, the purple mermaid dress. Now, we talked about somebody having the same dress. You said for Charlie, I think, having the same dress when they walked in after
no,
this.
No, she wore a mermaid dress when she came.
Had the
James.
She had
the
yeah,
same
James
silhouette.
Has the same
silhouette, yeah.
So I didn't like that she used the
same
shape.
Silhouette.
Right.
I didn't like Roll Girl with the two crowns.
Who?
Oh. Sasha
Velour.
With the two grounds. Oh. Give me something different.
I didn't mind. I thought James, her Gaga, looked better. Like, it looked like it should.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't understand the walking around drunk or the whatever drunk. She was doing.
Yeah, it was a weird characterization.
But again, if she does what Gaga tells her to do, I think it will help her.
You're right.
I agree.
Aja?
Statue of Liberty, I would have sent it back
boring.
To
Florence.
I did like it better than Peppermint's. And I loved the orange hair with it. Man. I did like that.
And then she did the VMA. Oh, sorry, no.
And
she did that.
She did the.
She did a Comme des Garçons.
That one.
Yeah.
For some reason, I wrote them backwards.
That one.
So did I. Why did I do that? Oh, because they flip flopped them on this on the right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Comme des Garçons, I thought it was a cool concept and it was an interesting choice. She didn't do a form fitting anything. I thought it was kind of interesting, but it wasn't my favorite.
No, it wasn't my favorite. Yeah. I thought thinking outside of the box was great, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
And then my girl.
Nina killed on
she,
both.
Okay, she is my girl too. So do not be claiming her to yourself.
What I appreciate about her
Gaga dress, I was like drooling all over myself.
What I appreciate
so good
is the fact that she took the inspiration and altered it. It wasn't a carbon copy, where a lot of people did a carbon copy of a Gaga look, or we've seen on the Madonna challenge, they did a carbon copy of it. This was like, I'm taking
inspired.
This. it's inspired, and I like, and I really, really like that. And
I appreciate
Georgia
that
Peach,
too.
Fucking sick.
Yeah.
My thing with Nina is that you knew if it wasn't even a Gaga challenge, you would see her in that lace, and you'd be like, oh, that's a homage to Gaga.
Yeah.
And that Peach, if you didn't know she's from Atlanta, you'd be like, I think that's a, like a cartoony Peach. Like, you knew what she was going for without even knowing the challenge.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
So I just, I fell in love with Nina.
Yeah.
I was in love with Nina. I fell harder for Nina.
Did you
feel? I'm welcome.
I'm surprised no one did the meat dress, though. I mean,
I'm so shocked.
I am
too.
Shocked about that.
And well, no bad romance, like with those, the...
The bubbles.
Oh,
that's our time.
Okay,
who do we think is coming back?
It was a big episode.
Someone from a previous season.
I think it's gonna be Dax.
Of course.
Exclamation point.
You think it's gonna be Dax?
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Shangela.
I hope not.
I've heard two names, so I don't know if we want to say them or not.
I'm gonna go with the rumors of Cynthia Lee Fontaine, but I don't know.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but I also heard.
Nina won the challenge. We're getting played off. She gets 7 days in Fort Lauderdale. Woo-hoo.
That's awesome.
Okay, so this was a lot. We had a lot to talk about. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of it. But join us next week. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
At Lorraine Love, LorayneLove on Instagram and Twitter.
Jay?
Guys, I'm going live on Instagram, which is don't_be_jealous, and then Twitter at still_jealous. And I also did something for my friend's YouTube channel with a Who Would You Rather from season 9 Queens, like Who Would You Rather Sleep With. So check that out at Hollywood Liam.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you for joining us. Gaga was great on this episode.
Yes.
Tune in next week, same time, same channel.
Bye
y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.